This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Mr. President, well, you just made some news saying you would support changing the filibuster rules to codify abortion rights broadly across the country.
Right to privacy, not just abortion rights, but yes, abortion rights.
They want to make this country into a banana republic where if you don't get your way, you change the rules.
A 4, a 10, an 8, and a 6.
I don't understand. Why do you win?
Because I win.
What's the name of that game, anyways?
I win.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Need more women in positions of power. If Putin was a woman.
I'd like your candid opinion. Do you think that I could pass as a woman?
Well, it depends on two things.
Two things.
Mm-hmm. How dark the night and how bad their eyesight.
All right, guys. There's no such thing as a quick one. I'm out of here. Thank you all very much.
See you later, suckers. Meet me. Pew!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Let's hear that one again. I'm out of here. The whole, that's all, folks. Cut 29.
All right, guys. There's no such thing as a quick one. I'm out of here. Thank you all very much.
Don't you like the way he takes the questions, though? He it's so embarrassing that he has to have a list of people that, credentialed, card-carrying fellow travelers. They're the only ones that get to ask the questions. But he has to pull it out of his pocket every time. He can never get it straight. He can never write it on his hand or something. Let's play cut 14.
I'm supposed to go down the list here. Jim Tankers in the New York Times.
Of course he started with the New York Times. It's the official organ of the deep state. It's state-run media. All right, time now for the chump line.
If Trump hadn't thrown our bottle of ketchup against the wall on January 6th.
Which way am I going, says Joe Biden. You're going downhill, all the way down.
Joe Biden really likes his Swedish Miss hot chocolate, especially the kind with the mini marshmallows.
Yeah, he visited the Pope once. You know, the Pope is guarded by Swedish guards. Did you know that? They all come from Sweden. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Magnum Moving and Storage, with a dedicated team of professionals, modern trucks, and alarmed and insured storage facilities. Need moving or storage? Go to one of the good guys, magnummoving.com.
Cassidy sure had bombshell testimony. It started blowing up in their faces in about 2 minutes.
Yeah, but there, a lot of them are still just sort of pretending it didn't blow up in their faces. As long as they don't call the Secret Service agents to refute the testimony, then no one will ever know, or at least their low-info voters won't know.
Oh man, Howie. So the judge sent Ghislaine Maxwell to prison for 20 years? I doubt she'll be there that long, if you know what I mean. Who would?
Yeah, we all know what you mean, Mr. President.
Can't we just agree to disagree?
Yeah, just in case you didn't hear that one earlier, this is how Dementia Joe began his remarks this morning. Cut number one.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you. If you have a seat, please sit down. I think someone else walked in the room. Thank you very much for taking time to be here. I think we can all agree that this has been a historic NATO summit.
And another thing we can all agree on is he invented yet another new country here. Cut five.
Look, for example, Germany. Germany is committed to spending 2% going forward and announced a special fund for its military.
Germany. When Napoleon was running France, it was known as Crusha.
6 more women have come forward with allegations that Trump tried to grab their steering wheels.
I think that's going around on the internet. Someone texted that in, but it's pretty funny nonetheless.
We don't need no climate change. We need a president change.
No kidding. By the way, Taylor, I've just gotten 2 corrections on the text line. Swiss guards, not Swedish guards. It was a joke, okay?
Yeah, that was the whole point.
Come on!
Joe Biden got him
Mixing up the country, so I'm mixing up the country.
Don't make me take out my Swedish knife, my Swedish army knife.
Exactly. I like to drive my Volvo from Geneva to Zurich every once in a while, you know, because that's the famous car that's made in Switzerland, right? I'm going to get a correction from these same 2 guys.
Isn't the big lie really just an apt description for Brandon's entire political career?
I'm not even sure it rises to the lie, to the level of lie. I mean, who, after you listen to him speak for about 2 minutes, how could you believe anything he says unless he said, I'm the village idiot that I just escaped from wherever village he's claiming to be from that particular day?
Wow, gas is down about 20 or 30 cents. Oh yeah, Biden's been out of the country.
Yeah, don't worry. It'll be back up.
Howie, this is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. If we Democrats don't get what we want, it's a threat to democracy. I mean, democracy? Democrats? Duh.
Thank you. Doesn't she sound like she's getting younger and younger? When she burst onto the political scene, she sounded like she was in high school. Now she's beginning to sound like she's in middle school.
Howie, Paul Point Away Pelosi calling. I'm traveling with a Botox bride in Italy. We just went to this crappy vineyard called the Vatican. Some guy in a robe served us cheap wine in miniature shot glasses. Limit 1 per person. I almost sobered up.
I was wondering about that, if they were going to imbibe with the pontiff, the Holy Father. Not unless he was picking up the tab.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
By the way, you know, 617 wants me to order the next time I make an order for HelloFresh. They think I should order the Swiss meatballs. Oh, they're delicious. They got the cheese in them, the special cheese, you know, with the cheese with the holes in it. All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. every weekday Eastern Time. The Chump Line number is 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message, and we may or may not play it at this time each weekday. We do have a second Chump Line where we play a lot of the messages that we didn't play just now. It's called Chopped Chumps. We post it every weeknight evening around 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can get Chopped Chumps wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Magna Moving and Storage, with a dedicated team of professionals, modern trucks, and alarmed and insured storage facilities. Need moving or storage? Go to one of the good guys, MagnaMoving.com.
Howie, Paul Point Away Pelosi calling. I'm traveling with a Botox bride in Italy. We just went to this crappy vineyard called the Vatican. Some guy in a robe served us cheap wine in miniature shot glasses. Limit one per person. I almost sobered up.
617 says Biden's career is more of a joke than a lie. It was until he became president. Now the joke is on us. 860, maybe Plugs has some of his 10% rake-off hidden in a Swedish bank account. Yeah, like the one Bob Stanley was talking about. All right, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
It's his show, and he knows how to use it.
You turn on my phone. You ask for me if you would. I am paying for this microphone, Mr.
Howie Carr returns after this.
I've heard about you. What have you heard, Shane? I've heard that you're a low-down Yankee liar.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's Chump Line is sponsored by Today's poll question is brought to you by the Howie Carr Show VIP experience. We've opened up more dates for the month of July. Get a catered dinner, free autographed books, a t-shirt, and watch the show live in studio. Book your VIP experience at HowieCarrShow.com and click the VIP experience tab. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Well, the January 6th committee called on the two Secret Service agents to refute Cassidy Hutchinson's testimony.
No.
98% say no.
By the way, the Donald Trump is now saying that this was in his interview with Newsmax today. The former president says that Cassidy Hutchinson is a whack job. And he said that he couldn't have attacked an agent, bluntly stating, "These guys lift 350 pounds. I don't." There's some truth to that statement, I dare say. 844-500-4242. Play another cut from Biden. Here he is with a guy from Bloomberg, another outpost of state-run media. Cut 20.
Jordan Fabian, Bloomberg.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Mr. President. I also have two questions for you.
Of course.
Let's go back to the New York Times. Cut 16.
Let me explain the price. I suggested a while ago that what we should consider doing is putting a cap on the amount of money that we would pay for, the world would pay for Russian oil, and that we would not provide, the West provides insurance, would not insure Russian ships carrying oil. We would not provide insurance for them, so they would have great difficulty getting customers. The point is that we've said to them, here's the deal.
You know, when this was announced, I didn't understand it. I tried to read stories. I didn't understand it. I'm glad to know, Taylor, I'm not the only one who doesn't understand what this Russian oil cap was all about. Because the guy who proposed it, purportedly, he doesn't seem to understand it either. Cut 15.
Thank you. This week, you and the G7 allies introduced a plan for an oil price cap.
Oh, here it is, more on it.
Russian exports, which is not yet filled out, and obviously is a response to the high price of gasoline in the United States and around the world. Are you confident that cap would bring down prices for American drivers? And how long is it fair to expect American drivers to continue to pay a premium because of this war?
Let me hear this. The second part of the question was, would it bring down the price?
Will it bring down prices? And The war has pushed prices up. They could go as high as $200 a barrel, some analysts think. How long is it fair to expect American drivers and drivers around the world to pay that premium for this war?
Forever. Forever, as far as he's concerned. Mike, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, I'd just like to remind you that this country has survived high gas prices and inflation before. What this country has not survived or not had to deal with before is a president who refused to guarantee a peaceful transfer of power and then set a pack of wild dogs on the Capitol.
A pack of wild dogs? Are you referring to the Antifa and BLM riots in the summer of 2020?
Don't even try and pull that crap with me, Howie. That was Trump rioters, and it's
Trump. How many people did the Trump rioters kill, Mike, as opposed to the BLM and Antifa rioters? How many guns did they? How many guns did they recover? How many guns did they recover at the Capitol, Mike? That from the wild dogs.
Spew that narrative, Howie. That narrative is garbage.
But it's true, isn't it? So how many people did they kill, Mike? How many people did they kill? How many? Did Trump tell them to commit violence? Did Trump tell them to commit violence, or did he tell them to go peacefully?
Get rid of the magnetometers. You just can't deal with the
They didn't have any weapons. You don't know that he said that. She lied. She has lied. It's hearsay. Goodbye, Mike. Support a criminal. Right. Right, Mike. No weapons. No weapons. One, not multiple people dead. One person dead, a Trump supporter, unarmed. Her murder was filmed or taped by an Antifa supporter who was out on bail from the George Floyd left-wing riots at the time. The only Capitol cop that was killed a month later by a Nation of Islam terrorist, a Democrat, in other words. Dan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dan.
Hey, Howie. I know you guys were talking about the federal gas tax maybe being suspended for a while. Didn't know if you heard it or not, but Vermont, they're raising their state gas tax, so it'll be 55 cents.
55 cents? What is that, tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
In the midst of all this, how much is that going up, Dan?
It's going up, I think, 5 cents, 5.5 cents.
Wow. Then Vermont must have close to the highest gas tax in the nation then. Even before this,
probably pretty close. Where I'm paying about $5 a gallon, $4.99 on a good day.
Good Lord, that's bad.
Yeah. All right, that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you. Thanks. Sorry about that, Dan. 844. They won't cut our gas tax, but they haven't raised it lately. Is Mike back? He's back. Mike's back. What are you going to say now, Mike? Are you going to admit that nobody was killed?
Did you just hang? So you don't like what I have to say, so you just hang up on me, Howie?
You weren't responding to my questions. How many people did the wild dogs kill, Mike? How many people did the wild dogs kill? If you'll answer me that question, you can hang on. I guess you're not going to want to. You don't want to hang on. Stand by for a barrage.
Are you going to let me say something?
Tell me how many were killed. What's the number? Zero, one, two, three. How many were called? How many were killed?
You're not going to let me speak, are you?
How many were killed?
You're going to keep talking over me, aren't you?
How many were killed?
Aren't you?
How many were killed? How many? I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You just heard a moon bat in fine form there. He wouldn't answer my question. How many people did the wild dogs, as he called the January 6th protesters, how many people did they kill? The answer is zero. If it was such a threat to the Capitol to allow them in because they were armed and they were going to kill people, why didn't they find any weapons? I asked them how many weapons they found. They found zero. The only person killed was killed by a uh, by a member of the Capitol Police. That's it. That's it. The only Capitol cop that's been killed recently was killed by a Nation of Islam black terrorist, a Democrat. But this is what they're about. They can't handle the truth, as Jack Nicholson once said in a famous movie. Joining us now is someone to talk about this, the misery of these people. The book is called Liberal Misery, How the Hateful Left Sucks Joy Out of Everything and Everyone. It's by Eddie Scarry. I think he works for the Federalist now. It's a great book, and it really sums up a national mental disorder that has swept the country. Eddie Scarry, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Hey, Howie, so happy to be here.
So let me ask you, why do they have to act this way, and why do they have to bully everybody? Let me give you an example of what's happening just in Massachusetts today. The nominal Republican governor was really he was the prince of panic porn during the panic. He loved going out there every day. He was into it as much as Cuomo or Whitmer or Gavin Newsom, Charlie Parker, we call him. And he announced that he was going to fire state cops who refused to get the vaccination, even when it became obvious the vaccination was ineffective and perhaps even dangerous. And so he fired these guys, gave them dishonorable discharges so they couldn't get another law enforcement job. And now the colonel of his state police announced that they are going to lose their licenses to carry and that they could be arrested if they don't get the new licenses to carry. I mean, he's just kind of rubbing salt in the wounds. He's being petty and vindictive. And this is the way they operate, though, isn't it?
Oh, yes. You asked why they operate this way.
Why?
That is the question. They are a very petty, vindictive, maladjusted, antisocial people. And let me tell you, I'm talking about the issues that you're talking about on a big level. It's policy. It affects policy. You saw it with COVID. You saw it with the Black Lives Matter, mostly peaceful, violent rioting. You see it in every aspect of life. But the thing is, and this is that question is what drove me to write this book. I found, as many of your listeners, probably all of your listeners, and I would guess you as well, found that in everyday interactions, social interactions, even with strangers, if they're a liberal, they're going to make you very, very uncomfortable. That is the natural state of a liberal. And this is not my opinion, by the way. This is backed up by studies, data, surveys, you name it. I was surprised to find it. I had the same question in my head. I said, what's happening here? We're going back to 2020, and I'm thinking, why is every single... I live in Washington, D.C., so like you, I run into mostly liberals every single day of my life. And I think, why is it always conflict? Why is it always misery? Why is this person always upset with me? And I looked into it, and I started searching and researching and finding that there's all this information that backs up the fact that liberals profess themselves to be very unhappy people. They're unhappy with their marriages. They're unhappy with where they live. They're unhappy with their jobs. They're more likely to, again, these are all studies studies and surveys. I'm not making this up. It's all in my book, Liberal Misery. They're more likely to block you on social media if they don't like what you said. They're more likely to say, I don't want to sit with you at lunch if we have a difference of opinion. They're more likely
to say, with me.
I don't want my children marrying you if we have a difference of opinion. And I feel you on this. It's okay with us at this point, but it didn't used to be this way. But that's the nature of liberals now. The idea that they're so miserable, there's a phrase. It's called misery loves company. That's a phrase for a reason, because it spreads, and they've spread it so much. They've spread it so much that we're all starting to feel it now.
Don't you think that human beings, it's just hardwired into us that we have to believe in something, you know, and they don't believe in any kind of organized religion or, you know, charitable good deeds. So they've somehow absorbed this sick religion just of, worshiping government, worshiping themselves. It makes them unhappy. I mean, religion is supposed to give you peace of mind, and none of them have peace of mind.
Yeah, and that's the very first study I cite in my book. If there's no other reason to get my book, Liberal Misery, it is just the first chapter. That is the first. If you read that, you will have done your life so much good, and you will have learned so much about the modern day liberal. The very first study I'm citing, it's by intellectuals from Princeton and one other place, I forget. But they're looking at multiple other studies. So they're basing their conclusions on about four other studies. And they asked liberals, self-identified liberals, like, how do you feel about your life? What do you feel about your religion? And they found that liberalism, again, these are people who identify their ideology as liberalism. They say we're less fulfilled on a religious level. We're less fulfilled in every other aspect of our lives. And these intellectuals who did this study found that the opposite was true for independent and right-leaning people. They said, if you have a greater sense of agency, you know, you get to determine where your life is going. You find satisfaction in religion. You're happy with your marriage. You're happy with your family. You're happy with where you live.
Eddie, how about this? They start off really slow. The religion, you know, becoming religious requires some effort. How about they start off with getting a hobby, you know? Or maybe a real job. How about that?
Well, look, they remove even the fact of income and where you live. It's not a matter, like, these ideas of, like, oh, well, it's because you live here, because you make this much money. No, you remove those as factors in this question. And it still remains true. If you identify as a liberal, you are more likely to say that you are unhappy. And I would say, yes, that question that you're asking about get a hobby, that's probably the ultimate factor, is that liberals, politics has become all consuming in their lives. You and me, any other person who's probably listening to this radio show, they like to go out and have drinks. They like to go to parties, and they'll meet strangers, and they want to have a good time. Liberals say, no, I want conflict all the time now because I'm so unhappy, and you're going to feel just how unhappy I am if you dare disagree with me.
You know, I think that this extends down to their dealings with people that they have interactions with on a business level. I think that, you know, it's much more pleasant to be a waiter or a waitress at a middle class place in a red state, as opposed to an upscale bar like in DC where you live, or Martha's Vineyard or Nantucket, you know, here in Massachusetts. I mean, you just run into nasty people who are always sending stuff back, who are always making demands on you, who've never been in your shoes, or who don't even want to think of themselves in your shoes. If you're you're just a tipped employee trying to make a go of it for the summer, or just make ends meet. There's an old phrase, noblesse oblige. And I don't see any of that in these rich people today.
Oh, for sure. I think that's 100% right. And I'll actually come at this from a little bit at the opposite end. One of the anecdotes in my book that I'll share with you and your audience was when I went, it was just, I think, maybe 5 months, I guess that would have been November last year when the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict was rendered. I went with a couple friends to a restaurant in Washington, D.C. Liberals everywhere, liberals all the time. We were talking about the verdict, and my friend had mentioned that it was a racist verdict. And I said, well, what makes it racist? You know that Kyle Rittenhouse is white. Everyone involved with the case was white. What makes it racist? This bartender who had purple hair pipes up, well, what makes it racist is, and I had to hold my hand up and say, I am just talking among friends. And these are the everyday interactions that come up where a liberal feels this self-entitlement to just butt in, spread whatever it is they have to say, and believe with impunity that what they have to say, everyone wants to hear. And not only that, but everyone must agree with it. And if you don't, you can go to hell.
Who would you say, if you had the name, it's hard to single out, there's like 270 Democrats in Congress or something like that. Who would you say is the most, two or three most miserable Democrats in Congress?
House
or Senate?
Ilhan Omar?
Wait,
what was that?
House or Senate?
Ilhan Omar, and then I would say the that one woman who I can't remember her name, she's also part of the squad. I think she's also from the same state where she became kind of famous for saying F Donald.
Oh, Rashida Tlaib. She's from Michigan. Yes, next door. Yes, yeah.
Her, yes. Those are the two. And then I would say the third most is the woman from Texas, Jackson Lee.
Sheila Jackson Lee. Yeah, she's one of these, speaking of, you know, dealing with people that, you know, are your social inferiors, apparently, flight attendants run the other way when she gets on a flight from D.C. to Houston. They just can't sum it up. So 860 says, you just perfectly described Greta Thunberg and David Hogg.
Yes, those are they're not in my book, but I would say they're just a symptom. They're a symptom of the misery that liberals are spreading that I talk about in my book, Liberal Misery. They're the ones who have learned from what the left is actually doing now. It's be angry, tell people off, scream at people, lecture them. That's all the left does anymore, and it's turning everybody off. They're looking at the midterm and saying, well, how do we change our messaging? Well, stop being such brats. Stop being such a-holes. Maybe start there, and then you'll find your numbers turn around just a little bit.
I'm trying to think of if Ilhan Omar or Rashida Tlaib have ever said anything humorous or anything self-deprecating. And you know what? I'm striking out totally. And I would add to that Ayanna Pressley from Boston, you know, the Ringo Starr of the squad. But she's, you know, she's right up there, too, when it comes to saying really obnoxious things. Why do you think AOC doesn't fall quite into that category?
No, I would say she does. What does she say? She tells people not to have kids. She thinks about not having kids because...
Well, the world's ending. The world's ending, you know, in 8 years. No one needs to quit smoking because the world's going to end anyway. What the hell? You know?
That's the thing is that this preoccupies their minds. Is everything is doom and gloom. Nothing is happy. And again, I always have to stress this point in interviews is that this is not me just saying this in my own personal impression. This is professed by liberals in studies, in data, in surveys.
We believe you. We believe you, Eddie. We see them. We see them at restaurants. We see them on TV. And, you know, the other thing, too, is they all want to be victims. And that's what the whole Roe v. Wade overturning was all about. They all got to, they were all ecstatic, you know, in their subconsciouses because they could all claim to be victims.
Yeah, right. The idea of being suffering, grievance, oppression. We're going back one book now to privileged victims, which is something I wrote about also. But this it still animates them to this day. And, you know, if they can find a reason to be angry, if they can find a way to justify their very pissy mood that they wake up in every single day, they will do it.
Yeah. I remember a few years back, they were complaining that the local supermarket where I used to go to, they were putting up too many American flags. They were very angry about that. They didn't even like red, white, and blue motifs in the supermarket. They were angry about it, and they were complaining to the manager. That was like 15 years ago. It's getting worse. Eddie Scarry, this is a great book. I'm looking forward to reading it. It's called Liberal Misery, How the Hateful Left Sucks Joy Out of Everything and Everyone. Have a happy Independence Day, Eddie, and try to stay away from those people in D.C. Thanks.
Thanks. Same to you, Howie.
I'm already dreaming of how well I'm going to sleep tonight. I'm sure it's happened to you. You stare at your alarm clock all night, and at dawn, you finally fall asleep, and bam, your alarm clock goes off for the day. You ask yourself, why couldn't I sleep last night? But if you want to guarantee you'll get the best sleep possible the way I do every night, there's one solution, MyPillow. MyPillow doesn't just have the most comfortable Giza Elegance pillows. There's the MyPillow bed sheets, the six-piece towel sets, the roll-and-go-anywhere MyPillow. So many products that combine the quality and comfort you only get with MyPillow. And here's the best thing. Right now, it's the MyPillow BOGO Extravaganza. That means buy one, get one free on all of these products I just mentioned. Call 800-658-4965 or go to the radio listener specials page at MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. Plus, you will also get Mike Lindell's book absolutely free with any purchase. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. And don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Follow Howie on Twitter, at Howie Car Show. You won't regret it. He's the smartest guy in the room.
I think Papa has it all figured out. Figured out and wrapped up in tissue paper with pink ribbons on it.
Howie Carr is back.
It's time to announce today's winner of $50 for gas money. And the way you get into this contest is you go to HowieCarShow.com and enter your email address. As long as your email address is on our list, you are eligible to win $50 a day every weekday from my show and from Grace's show. It's every weekday, $50 a day. All you got to do, again, is enter your email address on our list. And as long as you're on the list, you're eligible to win. Can I have a drum roll, please? Today's winner, Noreen from Hamden, Maine. Noreen from Hamden, Maine, you have won $50 for gas from Howie and Grace. Look for an email from store at Howie Car Show with instructions on how to claim your $50. Noreen from Hamden, Maine. And if you want to get in on the contest, just go to HowieCarShow.com and also check out our store. And we got a lot of good deals in our store. And enter your name, and as long as your name's on our list, your email is on our list, you are eligible to win. Congratulations, Noreen. Mr. Garcia, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, Howie Carr. Listen, the driver, the Donald Trump, why he never reported the same day? That is a crime, right?
Right. I mean, don't you think it would have turned up in some kind of gossip? And someone would have told a reporter or two about this over the course of 18 months that the president had tried to strangle the driver and a Secret Service agent. Don't you think you would have known something about that, Mr. Garcia?
There was a perfect text yesterday that we got. Nobody read it on the air, though. It said, you know, these guys file everything. If Trump gave the guy a wet willy, it would have been written down.
I know. It's absurd. Why would and again they're talking about the how many times did you read he's obese, he's officially obese, you won't say that, Dr. Jackson? And look at him trying to go down the ramp at the commencement at West Point. He can barely walk, he's so fat, you know. And now he's become Ninja Donald, right? He's jumping around and strangling throttling these Secret Service agents. It's crazy. Makes no sense. Hey, Mr. Garcia.
Yes.
Happy Independence Day. You getting Dutch a nice piece of meat for Independence Day?
Well, I got the liver. The liver is expensive. Now the liver is $3.99 a pound. Before it was $1.99.
That's what you remember about January 6th. I remember the $1.93 a gallon gasoline. That's Dutch remembers he's not getting as much liver as he used to. I'm Howie Carr.